WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's the story of a man named Brady who did endorsements for every product he can, and he sleeps with a supermodel who's named Gisele Bündchen. Tom Brady Bunch. Tom Brady Bunch. He's the quarterback for the New England Patriots.
The Don and Mike Show.
I don't mean this to be a news bulletin, but generally speaking, those songs suck. We play those songs.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
Where do we get those awful songs from? Do you make them? Who makes those songs?
Yeah, who makes them? I'm curious about that.
I get them off the intro net.
You get them off the intro net?
Yeah.
What's the guy's name?
I don't know.
Well, I guess you can't say.
Dude.
You don't want to give up your source.
He's a stoner.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, really. Where
is he a pothead, Spiewak?
I have nipples, Rob. Can you milk me? No, really. Where do we get it from?
From a lousy joke service.
Oh, a joke service. Okay.
But I think that they are so bad that they cross the line to good.
Uh-huh. Well, their intent is to be like that, so you have to give them credit.
Right.
That's a good thing.
We don't air all of them that they do.
Oh, we don't?
No, we don't.
Why don't we? Do we? Are they free?
Are they all like that, though, where the guy is monotone, like that? So some of them really suck?
Some of them aren't funny.
Some of them are so bad they're bad.
Some of them are so bad they're really bad.
How often do you decide to throw one in?
When I hear one I like.
Oh, really?
What's the ratio? Like, how many does he spew out before he gets one that you like?
I say he bats 450.
Oh, really? So if he puts out 10, you're going to take 5 of them?
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
All right.
Who is the guy?
I have no idea.
Don't know his real name.
Is there, like, a picture of him?
No.
Not that we know of.
What's the website?
Why did you take so long to answer that question? Were you trying to think of something funny?
I was. I failed. All I did was had bad timing.
What's the website?
It's the service. It's
Scatlover.com.
That's it. It's just chocolate.com.
It's just chocolate.com.
That's the one.
It's Scatlover.com.
Okay, well, I'd like to find out more about that guy.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I have to ask you a question.
Why are you wearing glasses?
I had an eye test yesterday.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
These are the ones that I had it 2 days ago, and these are the ones I picked up. Now, if I look at you, if I put these on and I look at you, it's going to be blurry.
Those are nice.
But if I put them on, if I look down and I look at this.
Those are nice glasses, Michael Hughes.
That is, yours are smaller than these.
Burn.
Yours are more granny than these.
I don't have to wear mine all the time like
you do. I don't have to wear mine all the time. In fact, you're blurry when I'm looking. I put it on because I was going to read something, and it makes it easier to read.
Yeah, you know why mine are small? Because mine just come from the dime store.
Mine come from the designer store.
Do you know Mike's glasses look like you, Lori's glasses, and Stuart Little?
I like my glasses.
I think if they were purple, they'd look like Jackson's.
Be honest, I'm not even going to bring him to work.
What do you think, Jackson?
You know what you were just
because
doing?
Really,
doing it the right way. You had them down on your nose.
Well, that's because they are not. She said you can either get regular glasses or you can get bifocals.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, bifocals just made me think of Ben Franklin and elderly. And she said
they've come so far.
Yeah. It's a very weak prescription. But I said, should I wear them all the time? She said, no, you don't need them all the time. You just need them if you want for reading.
So you're nearsighted? Is that what that is, Buzz?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
All I know is when I don't have them, if I look like right now, that's blurry and then it gets focused.
That's
where it gets focused when I pull it away.
It has nothing to do
is
with
that nearsighted? Yeah, it probably has something to do with drinking.
It's the opposite. If you're nearsighted, you can't see far, and if you're farsighted, you can't see near.
I always get confused on that.
If you're nearsighted, you can't see far.
And is it feed a fever and starve a cold?
I'm farsighted then.
Starve a fever.
I'm actually fart-sighted.
That I'm sure about.
And it's bros before hoes.
Always.
Actually, it is.
You know, when I went in to get the eye exam, they check your right eye first. Uh-huh. And she says, and I look at my right eye's fine. And she says, tell me the line that you can read. And I could read the bottom line, which was the smallest. Mm-hmm. And I went, bah, 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 and I just raced through it. She goes, okay, now we're going to go to the other eye. And the other eye was just like, hello.
You covered
I am blind.
Hello.
I am blind. I cannot see.
Hello.
You covered your other eye and lost your balance?
She said, what line can you read with that eye? I said, how do you feel about Cleveland? No, it was just, it was very far away. Very, very scary.
I think they're wonderful.
Those are wonderful glasses, Mr. Hughes.
You know what? What do you think? They're gay. Do the glasses look gay?
Very stylish.
Very gay. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Gay, 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 gay.
What?
Can you guys hear me?
I'm sorry. Yeah, hi there.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller, but long-time listener. My name is Lorena. I'm actually listening from the Bay Area.
Is this Lorena Bobbitt?
No, not quite Lorena Bobbitt.
Was that Lorena? Was that Lorena or Lorena?
Who's Lorena.
I think it was Lorena.
Yeah, it's Lorena, but a lot of people pronounce it Lorena.
Lorena, will you just hold on a second, please? Mike?
Sure.
Yes, Don?
I feel like I'm at a consult right now with Michael Hughes.
Well, I just might. You never know when I want. Might have to refer to the paper.
Keep them really far down on your nose.
They're for reading.
Hold on.
That's it.
That's so the point
look.
I was making, Jackson.
That's
what do you think, Jackson?
Anyway, hi there. Marina.
Hi, yes. Lorena, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I just wanted to say hello and see if you guys can wish me happy birthday. Because today is my birthday. I'm 23 years old.
Okay. Well, only if we can make your bottom red.
We like to spank.
You can make it very red.
Yeah, we like to spank on birthdays, Lorena.
What did you say?
Would you be a good girl and pull down your pants?
Well, I'd be a naughty girl, but still pull down my pants.
I'll be a naughty girl, pull down your pants. That's very nice.
First I want to say hi to my friend Bradman.
Time out.
Bradman?
Yeah. That's how I heard about
it
you guys.
It could be a disqualification. She could have been a disqualification right away when she said first-time listener.
Right.
First-time caller, long-time listener.
Yeah, but we don't have an actual hard and fast rule about that.
We cut her some slack.
What did you?
We cut her slack, but it's only because we want to give you the red ass.
Oh, you can definitely give me a red one if you guys are okay with that.
Oh, yeah. I would, I'd like to use some sort of instrument on you, and Mike always likes using just his big old ham hands.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind? I think, Robbie, I like that ice pick. Ah, thank you. Man after my own heart.
Are you wearing underwear right now?
I am, but I can fix that.
Very good. Yeah, please. You'll need to do that.
Fix that problem.
Are you wearing jeans or are you wearing a dress?
I'm wearing a jean skirt, actually.
Oh, a jean skirt. Well, you're going to need to hike that up a little bit.
So I can hike that. Oh, it's all
right. That's a timeless look, incidentally.
I'm actually getting ready to go out for my birthday, so I look nice. Right
well, now. I would put on a jean skirt, too, if I was going out for my 23rd
birthday. Absolutely.
Well,
But who's the celebrity you think you most resemble?
What celebrity do I most resemble?
Please don't answer a question with a question.
I just wanted to make sure I heard you. I guess you could say I kind of look like Angelina Jolie, but a young version that's a little thicker.
All
right.
Oh.
Baby.
A younger, curvier Angelina Jolie.
I have to ask, how much thicker?
Not much. Not much at all. Just a little bit.
How many libs? How many LBs?
You know, whenever you bring weight into it, we like to avoid that. We certainly don't like to talk about weight, but when you bring weight into it, we like to get vital statistics. If you bring up the weight, we'd like to get your vital statistics, height and weight, you see.
Okay. I'm 5'7", and I'm 130.
Well, fine. That's a little bigger than Angelina.
There you go.
That's all right. It's all right with us.
Because Angelina's like 100 pounds. She's like really tiny. So
yes, well,
she's
almost anorexic. She really is.
I'm going to use an ice pick on your buttocks, okay? Here we go, darling. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I'll tell you something.
She didn't make a sound.
I just assaulted your ass with an ice pick, and we didn't hear one word.
You didn't feel that?
Normally, when you get spankings, you're supposed to respond with an ooh and an ow.
Oh, I forgot, Mike. Nobody responds to my ice pick like they do to your big ham hands.
Well, let's check that out. Are you still there, Lorena?
I'm still here.
All right. Are you ready for, where were you, 11 or 12, Don?
12.
Are you ready for number 13?
I'm ready.
I want to hear you squeal.
Are you taking out the registered weapons now, Mike?
All right, now these are certified, so this is going to be a little painful, but it's the pleasure and the pain. Are you ready, Lorena?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
You do it really hard.
I'm going to need you to bend over just a little further for me.
No one respects
the ice pick. No one respects the ice pick.
Here we go. 13.
No, excuse that wasn't hard enough.
Well, excuse me. I'll try to be a little harder now.
That's
14. Ooh. 15. 16. Lorena, what are you doing?
I don't know. You're not hitting me hard enough, I guess.
We need to hear you.
Really maybe well. You're not bright enough.
Huh?
That's Rob's dream to hear. I have a girl say you're not hitting me
hard enough.
All right. 16. 17.
Come on, play along.
Lorena,
pretend you're with
Lorena, you might not be capable of participating in this bit.
Pretend
you're
with me.
I think I'm kind of shy of that, you know?
You think that what, baby?
I'm just kind of shy. That's, I like doing that behind closed doors.
All right, okay, hold on. Let's turn this whole thing down a notch. This is all about getting off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, getting off work.
Oh, for sure.
You know, that's what it's about. So when we make the sounds that we're hitting you, we want you to squeal like a pig.
Like each one. You know, when Don does the ice picks, you're going to have to go, ow, 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 ow.
Let's hear you feel it.
Come on, we want you to
feel it. I mean, Lorena, that's what we're asking. Have you heard anybody else spanked on this show?
We want simulated sex. Please.
Okay, fine. Give it to me harder, and then I'll make some noise.
No, that's not the rule.
No. Sorry. As tempting as your bottom is, it shall go without our red marks.
We do not give your birthday our blessing.
Oh, you don't?
No.
No, we do not.
You did not respond to our spankings.
Didn't play along.
Listen, I'm here.
Now, if you said, I'd love to respond to your spankings, then we would do something.
Okay, fine. I'll respond to your spankings.
No, I don't like your tone.
No, doesn't work anymore? Fine.
Mm-hmm. Forget it. Your bottom's not worth it anyway.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, it was nice speaking to you.
I broke a perfectly good ice pick on your bottom already.
And my hands, I believe that my fingers are beginning to swell.
Don't you have carpal tunnel
syndrome? Yes, I've got carpal tunnel syndrome. My elbow is inflamed right now.
And not to mention the fact we have blue balls.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's almost like a teasing situation.
I like to tease a little
yeah,
bit.
Of course you do, CT. Yes.
Do you have big, beautiful Angelina Jolie breasts?
Yes, I do, and the lips to match it. So.
Oh, do you have those big alien lips?
I do.
Yuck.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Most guys
don't mind that.
Oh, those big Botox lips?
They're for
like
a
Goldie Hawn, like a science project gone bad. No, thank you.
You guys are silly.
I'm just picturing Angelina Jolie in a jean skirt.
You just take your bottom out of here. You take your bottom and your jean skirt out of here.
All right, you're going to have a happy birthday on your own, Lorena.
Have a good time. All right. Have a good time at Carl's Jr. tonight.
You take care of yourself.
Bye, honey.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You,
happy
bye.
Birthday.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
See you, skank.
As she's out of that jean skirt inside
that
of an hour.
Bitch! Yep, that's right.
Hi. You boys mind if I sit in the back?
Bent over the table with some All-American burger.
Here she comes. She looks like just like Angelina Jolie.
Hope you had a hell of a piss, Arnold. You know, all of that, and we never got around to talking about the State of the Union.
No, we did not.
Why don't we do that when we come right back?
This is the Don and Mike Show.